Today's program was brought to you by Catskill Provisions. Located in a small corner of Northwest Catskill Mountains, they specialize in creating raw, all-natural, handmade food products. For more information, visit catskillprovisions.com.
What's hot at the green market? You're about to find out now. It's the Grow NYC Market Update.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. You are listening to the Grow NYC Market Update. We are on the line with Liz Carollo of Grow NYC's Green Market. Liz, what is shaking?
Hey, Aaron. Everything's great, you know? Just getting ready for another big superstorm, I guess.
Oh, tis the season. I guess I need to check my weather report. Well, what should we be out at the market stocking up on to be prepared to snuggle up at home?
Well, I want to talk about today an item that does a bunch of different things. It stays fresh and bountiful all year long. It's delicious in a wide variety of ways and fits into just about every diet type, and that's seafood. This weekend's the Chinese New Year, so a lot of families will be preparing whole fish. It represents a sign of prosperity, and prosperity, especially for our farmers and fishermen, sounds lovely to me, so I wanted to talk about seafood and shellfish today.
Nice. So I know from my travels around different green markets that you have a couple different seafood vendors, so maybe you can tell us who we should be looking for.
Great. Yeah, we have five seafood vendors in our program. They're all from Long Island. They fish the mid-Atlantic waters in the Atlantic and the Long Island Sound. Today, I want to highlight Rob Williams and his business, which is called Sea Tuck Fisheries. Rob's family started fishing way back in the 1880s, with Rob starting around 1984, and his son is now learning the ropes. So their motto is fresh, never frozen. Everything's caught seasonally and locally. So right now, they have an abundance of flounder, cod, Peconic-Bay scallops. They're out in those frigid waters twice a week during the winter, and then you can find Rob or one of his many family members that works the stand for him at three Brooklyn green markets this winter, Carroll Gardens, Cortelyou, and Grand Army.
Nice. And I know with seafood in particular, you know, there's so much information out there about what we should or shouldn't eat and what is or isn't safe. So, I mean, what questions should we be asking, and do we need to worry about the fish that we're purchasing at the green markets?
Yeah, that's great. Green market customers, they care so much about traceability and accountability in their produce and meat products, and it's equally important to wonder the same thing about where your seafood and shellfish is coming from. To anyone out there who might be unconvinced by that, I would encourage them to read at least one article about the global seafood market, and I promise they would then be the first in line at the fish stand on the next Saturday morning. To raise awareness of these issues, we partner with the Northeast Atlantic Marine Alliance to host the Seafood Throwdown, which you hosted at our Grand Army Plaza market last summer. Yep, it was really fun, and you know, we have chefs kind of face off cooking a surprise seafood dish. But what NAMA does, they bring attention to local fisheries. They advocate for small commercial fisheries and the local marine environment. And the partnerships like the one we have with them are essential to Green Market because they allow us to work with other organizations that are ensuring our producers, farmers, and fishermen alike have safe and clean land and water, while we can continue to do our work to provide retail opportunities to those small producers so that Rob and eventually his son and many other producers and farmers out there have an outlet to sell in the city. And there's, of course, other innovative models like community-supported fisheries, which is kind of coming up now. They're like a seafood and shellfish buying club modeled after CSAs. So they're also providing small-scale fishermen and women with opportunities to sell their product, which is, I think, very important to grow and create more small fishing businesses within our region. We certainly have enough people in the city and could use different models, as many as possible.
Yeah, sure. The more fish, more better, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, what do you recommend? I mean, cooking-wise, I think I grew up, you know, eating a fish on the grill, but what else should we be looking to do with the different fish that we can get at the market?
Yeah, me too. I grew up, my dad's a fisherman also, and I loved cooking fish at home with him after being out on the boat all day. And I gotta say, I walked through the market one day, and one of our fishermen, Rick Lofstad, talked me into eating a raw bay scallop. And I was a little apprehensive, but it was surprisingly buttery and meaty and delicious. But if I'm gonna buy some, I would recommend a little bit of heat cooking it at home. You also could never just eat a scallop, unless a fisherman is handing it to you or you're picking out the water yourself. I wouldn't recommend anybody do that. that. But if you're going to cook it at home, I would say the best way is really a little bit of olive oil and butter in a pan or skillet, and just when it's about to smoke, lay the scallops flat. So they caramelize on the bottom really nicely, and then as you go to turn them, they really shouldn't stick at all. And then after they're done caramelized on both sides, you can add pesto or light wine sauce, or just eat them by themselves. And, you know, people out there, a lot of people think that cooking and preparing meals can take such a long time and it'll take up your whole evening, but this dish takes less than 10 minutes, makes you feel like you're eating like a king. So, yeah, it's very simple ways to prepare fresh food.
Oh, delicious. So, awesome. Get out there this weekend, stock up on some fish, get ready for what sounds like is an impending storm. I hope that won't get in the way of any events and whatnot that you have going on over the weekend or coming up. What should we be looking forward to? Lots of holidays on the forefront here.
Yeah, I know. For it being February and usually pretty quiet around here, we have four big events in the next week that we're going to be celebrating at all of our markets. We have the Tibetan New Year, and of course we have a ton of Tibetan farm stand workers that work at all of our markets and for a variety of farmers. So we'll be celebrating the Tibetan New Year with them, and then the Chinese New Year, we're going to have hot pots at a number of markets, and then of course Fat Tuesday is next week, so lots of sausage and veggies and of course seafood for gumbo and jambalaya, so people can stock up with that stuff at the market. And then next week is also Valentine's Day, so we're talking maybe some honey for your honey, or an apple for the apple of your eye, or maybe just making your sweetheart a really nice market-inspired dinner, going to one of the many restaurants that shops at the market, and a list of those restaurants is on our website as always.
Awesome. Liz, thanks for that great update. Look forward to checking with you again next Thursday.
Great.
In the meantime, if you want to find out more about what's going on at the market, take a look at volunteer opportunities, recipes, or ways to get involved, you can find them at www.grownyc.org. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. Just get out there, get engaged with the green market, and tune in next week for another episode of the Grow NYC Market Update.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.